The Abilities Foundation remains resolute in its mission to provide more than training opportunities to persons with disabilities, PWDs. Formed in 1992, the institution has been leading the charge in giving hope to persons with disabilities through its quality education and training. Managing Director, Abilities Foundation, Susan Hamilton, says the institution is unique because it caters to persons with all disabilities and also to those with mild mental disorders. A range of disciplines certified by the HeartTrust NTA are offered to students to prepare them for independent living and the world of work. These include housekeeping, data operations, furniture making, design and decor, horticulture, and landscaping.
In addition to those skill areas, we have support services, job placement, job coaching and mentoring, professional development seminars, remedial English, remedial math, functional and independent life skills. At the end of their two-year program, we should feel confident in having those young persons transition to the world of work or transition to life.
Recently, the Abilities Foundation received a grant of over $10 million from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank through the Jamaican government for its workforce inclusion project. The project is being managed by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
This project, what it aims to do is to enhance training delivery, upgrade staff capacity in terms of professional development training, sign language classes. In addition, this project strengthened our capacity to place students in jobs, coach and mentor them while they're on the job, and track them for at least a year.
It also helps with acquiring assistive aids for students. The Workforce Inclusion Project began in March 2014 and is expected to end in 2017. Ms. Hamilton hails the project, which is in its last phase, as a major success. In terms of society's behavior towards PWDs, Ms. Hamilton says Jamaica has come a long way, especially with the recent passage of the Disabilities Act. She notes, however, that more needs to be done to debunk some myths and perceptions.
We're more open. People are talking about it. There's greater awareness. Social media is there to even assist the ordinary Jamaican in understanding. But I think we need an intense sensitization campaign that's sustained over the long term.
Ms. Hamilton says along with the acceptance of persons with disabilities, there must be increased employment opportunities. She thanks both public and private sector organizations that have partnered with the institution in employing its graduates. Ms. Hamilton is also praising the National Youth Service, which, through its summer job and apprenticeship programs, has helped to find employment for its students. The Abilities Foundation predominantly caters to PWDs within Kingston and St. Andrew. However, there is growing demand for similar institutions in other parishes. Registration begins during May each year, but students are generally accepted up to August for the September start of the two-year program. Successful applicants are required to register with the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, and in cases where persons have intellectual disabilities or mild mental disorders, an assessment is required. The fee is waived for PATH beneficiaries. For those not on PATH, the cost is $20,000 per year.
When you have a child with a disability, it takes more out of a parent emotionally, financially, physically. And we have institutions like Abilities that is here to assist you in the process. Look for support groups. Just don't give up on your child.
Managing Director, Abilities Foundation, Susan Hamilton. Ms. Hamilton is urging Corporate Jamaica to adopt a child and pay their tuition, as the funds will help the institution to continue to provide valuable services to its students. She's also encouraging parents of persons with disabilities to seek help for their children and to maintain a positive attitude.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.